The following is a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.
Welcome back, Pamela. How are you doing?
I'm doing great today, Gil, and I'm really excited about the topic, you know, prepping your home for sale, because my husband and I are actually in the middle of this process. We're planning to put our home on the market this spring.
Very, very timely, and timely for a lot of people right now, because in a buyer's market, selling the home is where people seem to need the most advice right now. So we're helping folks get their home sold, including you.
Well, you know, your point is well taken. There's a lot of competition out there right now, so your home really needs to stand out. And one great way to get ready that you may not have thought of is to do a pre-sale home inspection. We actually did this. So you have a home inspector come in and look through the house just like they would for potential buyers. And that way you get a heads up about any potential problems you might have, and you can proactively make repairs, make your home that much more attractive when the real inspection happens. In general, you'll pay about $250 to $400 for this kind of inspection. And in some states, you may have to disclose what the inspection turns up to potential buyers. So you want to talk to your realtor about that.
This is obviously a tough time for a lot of people. Some of their people selling homes, you know, because it's a tough time. What if you can't afford some of the things that need to be repaired?
You can still win points with potential buyers by having a home inspection, and here's how. So you get the inspection done, you find out what needs to be done, and then you get estimates for the work. And you share these estimates with buyers to help them determine if they can afford the home and help make them aware of the repairs that are going to be needed. And that also helps you with your realtor when you're trying to set a price for the house. You can factor that in, and it can also be really valuable in a negotiation. You also want to take the time to find warranties, guarantees, and any other kind of user manuals you have around for your furnace, your washer and dryer, your dishwasher, other big items that you expect to remain with the house. Have them ready to show the buyer. This really makes you, you know, a standout. You've really helped do some of the work for them and gotten really taken the extra step to get your home ready for sale in that way. Now, along those same lines, any kind of minor repairs, some of them you can make yourself. Really good idea to do as many of those as possible. A lot of those are cosmetic, things like cracked caulking, dripping faucets, torn screens. And there are some great quick fix, like 99-cent store repair solutions at HouseLogic.com that can really help you get that done. Also, I just want to make a side note about FHA buyers. Many buyers are going to plan to use FHA-insured mortgages to buy, right? And this program allows a first-time creditworthy buyers a way to finance a home purchase with lower down payment requirements than private mortgage insurance can often provide. But it does have some special requirements for purchases. For instance, it requires that if the inspection reveals any serious problems, FHA may not okay the purchase until you repair serious defects like roof leaks, mold, structural damage, and pre-1978 interior or exterior paint that could contain lead. So that's just something for folks to be aware of.
What are some of the things in prepping a house that people miss?
You know, smells. Because we get used to how our house smells. It's like the way, you know, a lady doesn't smell her own perfume after a while. But other folks are going to smell those smells, particularly pet smells. You know, you're used to your pets and how they smell. But, you know, ask your realtor if they smell anything, you know, when they walk into your house that smells unlike it should, perhaps. And then a key to getting rid of those smells is washing your drapes and upholstery and cleaning carpets and doing steam cleaning of your upholstered furniture, because odors really seep into fabrics. You also want to, you know, launder, steam clean, or dry clean all your fabric window coverings. That's really important. Shampoo your carpet and rugs, another thing to do. You know, you can do it yourself, rent something from the grocery store, or you can have pros do it for about $25 to $50 per room, depending on their size and the level of dirt you have embedded in them. Vinegar is a great agent, by the way, to scrub walls and floors. Really gets the smell out. And you can put a bleach to water solution. It's one part bleach to nine parts water on surfaces to get smell out of them. It won't damage things like cement floors or walls.
Yeah, this is important stuff, too, if you're a smoker, because non-smokers walk in and they smell that right away and they just turn around and go in the other direction.
Absolutely.
Pamela Gertz-Kabadia brings us great information from HouseLogic.com each and every week at Real Estate Today. Thank you, as always.
Thank you, Gil. Take care.
You've been listening to a segment from Real Estate Today, the radio partner of HouseLogic.com.